Welcome back to Thrive here in Ilkley at the King's Hall and Winter Gardens. I'm joined now by Sarah Tulip from AQL. You're going to be doing a workshop later on, Sarah. So why are you here today?
I'm here today because I'm very passionate about empowering women in business. I wanted to give a talk today to tell people a little bit about my journey and see if I can give some people ideas on how they can move on in their careers.
You've given us a bit of an insight there into what you're going to talk about without giving away loads about what you're going to do in your workshop. What kind of advice that you would give to women who are trying to start out in business?
Yeah, so it's kind of looking at women really who are already maybe working in a business but really want to make that step up in their career, and the sort of glass ceilings that they hit and how they can break those, and you know, ways that they can work with other women to, I guess, empower themselves and the people around them, and so everybody wins.
Thank you. We're back at Thrive Yorkshire in Ilkley at the King's Hall and Winter Gardens. I'm joined by Craig Burton from The Work. So Craig, tell us a bit about The Work.
Oh, crikey, we're one of those recruitment people. I've been a recruiter for over 30 years, and we've had the Works in Leeds and Yorkshire for 26 years this year. So, yeah, and things have changed quite a lot in 26 years. I can tell you that's one of the reasons why we're here, I suppose.
I can imagine. So you're getting to meet lots of local businesses, giving their advice today in your workshop later.
Yeah, it's great. If you look at the small to medium-sized enterprise that we've got in Yorkshire, and we're really good. We created more private sector jobs last year than any other city or region, rather, in the UK. And I know we keep beating ourselves up as sort of Leeds, Bradford, Yorkshire, but we create jobs and we create sustainable private sector, and most of those jobs come from the small to medium-sized enterprises, of which, you know, there's a plethora here.
And this is going to be really hard, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot about this, but if somebody's listening now and they're in business and they're looking to expand, what's the kind of the one key to getting good staff?
The key to getting good staff is, first of all, write a recruitment plan. Speak to a recruiter, of course, because it's much more cost effective. But write a recruitment plan, decide what the person spec and the job spec is going to be, and don't take it from the internet. You know, look at the true characteristics of your organisation, and will those people fit? And my talk today has been all around that, really.
So we're back at Thrive Yorkshire. I'm joined by Liz Scott. Liz, you're from Walker Foster, and you've really helped organise the event today, haven't you, here at Thrive? So why are you here? What's this event all about?
Well, the event's about bringing people together from businesses of all different sizes to share their stories, share some tips for growth, share their strategies, tell us how they've got to where they are today, and really just to make new friends and network.
So why is it important that you're here supporting it from Walker Foster as well as a business?
Well, we are a business, and a business in the Yorkshire business community, so it is very important for us to be a part of that, and we want to share our story with people and we want to learn from others, so yeah, why not?
And I'm pleased to say I'm joined by the CEO of UKRD, William Rogers. William, are you ready for your big speech that you're doing shortly?
Yeah, almost. Getting a bit nervous, actually. It's obviously a hugely impressive event for the town. There's an awful lot of people here, a lot of people arriving, atmosphere's building quite well, terrific number of exhibitors, so let's hope it goes well. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so you're going to be giving top tips. Obviously, we've been a great company with recognition for best companies to work for. You've won best leader as well yourself. What sort of things you're going to be highlighting? I don't need to give your speech away, but what are some of the things you'll be highlighting?
I think I'm going to be talking a lot about the need to focus on people in the workplace, making sure that every business has a policy that reflects the needs of and aspirations of the people who work for the company itself. So I'll be sharing some of the things that we do and encouraging people to focus very much on how they look after their people, the kind of environment they work in, the behaviours, the culture, the values of the business, and also the contribution they can make to the community. So that's going to be the sort of area I'm going to be talking about.